Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murali of the 24th of April, 1974. The title is, Fix a Date for Becoming the Embodiment of One Who Grants Visions of the Trimurti Lights. That is, fix a date for becoming the embodiment of one who grants visions of the Trimurti Lights. Which speciality of this gathering is Bap Dada seeing today? Do each of you know your own speciality? The Trimurti Father is seeing the three lights in the Trimurti dynasty as to whether all three lights attract others towards you or whether they are number-wise. When all the three lights are sparkling brightly and visibly, then you can understand that you are able to grant visions. The light of purity, the light of completely pure and divine drishti, and the light of the jewel on the forehead. These three are the main things that make you complete. So ask yourself, to what extent there is Satapradhan, soul-conscious vision, and the sparkle of purity in your every thought, word, and action? Have you become one who is constantly the embodiment of remembrance? If you lack even one aspect, you would not be able to grant visions of the Trimurti lights. This purity is the most elevated and easiest publicity, and it is in the final form of publicity which no other soul is able to attain. In the task of world transformation, the most powerful means of publicity of you special souls is this. So, are you creating such publicity? Have you created such a plan or such a unique film? Just as people are very much impressed when seeing the worldly films, in the same way, if your forehead and eyes showed films which give such unique experiences, would people not be transformed? When you sit in front of the screen, you are able to see many different scenes. In the same way, when people come in front of you, they should be able to see many types of divine vision. Are you preparing such a film? Are you engaged in this effort? Or are you still engaged in setting yourself on your seat? Today, souls of the world want something new, something which has not even entered anyone's thoughts. Who will become the instruments to carry out such a task? Maharathis. Each of you considers yourself to be a Maharathi, do you not? You constantly have the courage to become Sri Lakshmi or Sri Narayan in the future, and none of you raise your hand for coming into the Moon Dynasty. Therefore, those who come into the Sun Dynasty are the Maharathis, are they not? When all the Maharathis begin to perform such an elevated task, then in how much time would world transformation take place? There is a gathering of the Maharathis from time to time. In the gathering of the present time, will you also just create plans as in the previous gatherings, or will you also fix a date for creating an impression in a practical way? Just as you create a plan and fix a date for many other things in the same way, will you fix a plan and a date for becoming the complete and successful embodiments who grant visions of the Trimurti lights, or will there be another meeting for this? Scientists create time bombs. So, Are you not able to create time bombs? Do you just create bombs? Or do you think that at present the land is not yet ready for a practical, visible fruit to emerge? In today's world, it is not difficult to transform land. No matter what the land is like, using science, you are able to grow fruit on that land. It is able to make someone who has no hope into someone who is full of hope. So, can you, the Master Almighty authorities, the ones who have the crown, the throne, and the tilak, not make those in whom there is no hope into those who have hope? To challenge the impossible and make it possible is the original dharma, that is, religion of you Brahmins. That is, it is your dharma and your dharna. So, is it easy or difficult to stabilize yourself in your original religion? What do you write on the board you put up? You say, claim your birthright in 1 second. So, you definitely must have a practical plan to claim it in 1 second, for this is why you write this. So, this is the challenge you issue for making the impossible possible, is it not? When will you begin to perform such a fast task? You also write other words at the bottom of the board. You say, if not now, then never. Then, it should be from now, should it not? This year, create a unique plan. But first, are the images that grant visions ready? On the path of bhakti also, there is the system that if an idol is even slightly damaged, it is not considered worthy to be worshipped or even worthy to be in a temple. Nor can it be an idol that people have a glimpse of. Would it seem right if, when the curtain of the drama opened, the idol behind it was not yet complete? In their decorations, the 16 decorations are especially remembered. So, in the same way, have you become 16 celestial degrees complete? That is, 16 skills? Or is it that at the time you want a particular skill, you are not able to put that skill into practice? If you are able to remember it, but not able to become the embodiment of it, then how would you attain success? If, on a battlefield, you are not able to use your weapons at the right time, would you attain victory? First of all, create a practical plan to make yourself complete, and success will personally come in front of you easily. What results have been seen so far? Is it visible that both service of the self and service for others take place constantly and simultaneously, and that the balance between the two is maintained? The balance of the two will become instrumental to give the souls of the world the experience of bliss. In fact, the entire task is the Father's, but just as there are instruments for all the other tasks, so too, why do you forget to become the instruments for this task? When bhagats find a task difficult, they leave it to God. When it is easy, they do it themselves, and when it is difficult, they leave it to God. However, Baba has now made you the instruments of all the powers and for all the tasks, has he not? Because Baba has given you the throne and the crown and taken himself into the stage of retirement. The remaining responsibility of the father is now the responsibility of your children. Yes, the father is definitely your helper, but in the corporeal form and in glorifying his name, it is the son who shows the Father. This is why you are the souls who are responsible. You are not ordinary souls. You are the knowledgeable and victorious souls. Do you understand? This is the task of the Maharathis. Achha. To those who create practical plans for practical instant fruit, to those who claim the right of having constant victory as their birthright, to those who fulfill a challenge practically, to those who belong to the Trimurti clan and who have the dharana of the Trimurti lights and become the embodiment who grant visions of this, to those who use all three powers simultaneously in 1 second and who are constant companions of Bap Dada, to such Mahavirs, Bap Dada's love, remembrances, and good night. Achha. Bap Dada then had a personal meeting with the Pandavas. Which gathering would you call today's gathering? What is the speciality of the responsibility of this gathering? Have you made all these things clear within your gathering? Have you been given a responsibility or have you taken it? Have you received the responsibility of making your stage elevated and strong? Or have you not taken it? Do you think that you have taken the responsibility for creating a memorandum or that you have been given the responsibility for creating your stage? Today, according to the time, what is the main responsibility? There are many facilities and forms for godly service, and they will increase even more in the future. But what is the form and means of going last so fast? You have got many good ideas. You will put up boards, create films, create memorandums. You will go to the crematoriums and the villages. Of course, you will do all these things. But what board will you put up on your forehead? What is the memorandum and how will you give it through your lips and through your form to the souls of the entire world? Through your divine and spiritual activities, through your pure thoughts and through the image of your cheerful face, what alaukik film will you show? Will you only make one film? Or will all the Pandavas who are in the gathering emerge from Madhuban, the land of blessings, as a living and alaukik film? If you are able to show people so many films everywhere, then is this not the service of coming last and going fast? If through your being the embodiment of all experiences, you are able to give people in the villages and everywhere else the experience of constant peace and bliss in 1 second, then is this not the service of less expenditure and greater glorification? This is the greatest duty and responsibility in every thought, word and action of the worthy children, the cooperative children and the serviceable children. The gathering of you Pandavas and the gathering of the instrument souls is not just for collecting physical means for service or to implement these. Together with the physical means, there has to be the subtle method. And together with the plans, let there be remembrance and a plain stage. You have to move forward considering these things to be your responsibility. That is, you have to perform action with this awareness. If all those sitting here were to take up the responsibility of all these aspects whilst considering themselves to be the instruments, would the service of a fast speed not be visible? Just as the teachers and the main souls are responsible at the godly centers, in the same way, do you consider yourselves to be responsible and instruments to this extent? Just as it is the responsibility of the teachers to follow every aspect of the codes of conduct and to inspire others to follow them, so too, do you consider yourself to be an instrument who stays within every aspect of the codes of conduct, or do you think that this is just the task of the teachers and Didi and Dadi? Even before the teachers, this is the responsibility of you Pandavas, because you have challenged the world and said that whilst living in the household, you will live like a lotus, loving and detached. Even though the lotus is in the dirt, that is, whilst you Brahmins are in contact with iron aged connections, you, and not the teachers, are the instruments to put this challenge into practice. This is the part of the Pandavas, that is, of those who are living in a household. Even before others reach the teachers, you are the sample for everyone. Only after seeing a sample does someone have the courage and enthusiasm to do business. Similarly, do you move along whilst considering your part to be of an instrument in this way? Many come to the teachers and after listening to this, they ask if there is a practical form they can see. Whether it is possible or not, they ask for an example of this. So, who is more responsible than the teachers? The codes of conduct, that is maryadas, for the teachers are their own. But your codes of conduct are no less than those of the teachers. Do the maryadas you have been given for your awareness, your attitude, vision and actions from Amrit Vela remain clearly and constantly in the intellects of all of you? Do you put every thought into practice according to the maryadas? This is the practical form of the last and so fast means of service. What is the first challenge which no one else has been able to issue nor would be able to do so? The first challenge is of purity. Even whilst interacting with connections and relationships, there should be no weakness even in thought in this first challenge. What is the first promise? The promise is, I will break all connections with others and have relationship with you alone. And I will eat with you, I will sit with you. And mine is one God and none other. It is the same thing. The first promise and the first challenge have a connection with each other. How much attention do you pay to both of these? You do not have any tension in this first aspect, do you? You are not Maharathis in this battle, are you? To be a Maharathi does not mean to stay in tension, but to constantly pay attention. The first influence is of this special aspect because this is the one thing that will make the impossible possible. Do you have strong points in creating the first impression? Or are you even now compelled by your own sanskars? It is not possible for those who are compelled by their own sanskars to free others from their compulsion for all time. They can create a temporary influence, but whilst walking and moving along, even those souls are compelled by their sanskars. This is why the first responsibility of this gathering is that all types of compulsion have to be finished. First of the self, and then those of the world. Your responsibility is to become in charge of the first challenge. Bap Dada and the souls of the world wish to see this newness and speciality. Acha Om Shanti.